Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I was in my own quiet time and studying and reading and a time of meditation the other day, and I'm a big believer. If you've been around this podcast very long, you know I'm a big believer in meditation and being able to kind of use my breath to draw a line from where I have been to where I need to be. It's kind of this ability to center my head and my heart on what the Lord is trying to teach me and walk me through. And so I was in this time of meditation, and I just happened to think to myself, okay, I would really love to have something I could hang my hat on today, some piece of scripture that I could really wrap my head around. And I wound up in Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 11. Here's what the text says. Not that I'm speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned that the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need, that I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. We love the last part of that, but I want you to notice, by the time we get to the I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, we've had to talk a little bit about what contentment truly means. There are people, and you're wired in such a way that you're never going to be content. You're just kind of a malcontent. You always got to have more. You got another mountain to climb. You got a better car to buy. You got a better neighborhood to live in. And you're always kind of driven by this sense of I cannot be content. Then there are other folks that seem to be so content that they don't do anything. They just become lazy in their walk with Christ, or even in their job or their family. And I think the middle of this somewhere is where Paul gives us this incredible instruction. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. He was saying in here that he has learned how to be content with this one thing. I can be content with the fact that Jesus alone is what gives me this true sense of worthiness, this true sense of wealth, this true sense of contentment. The ability to recognize and know, I've had a lot at times and I've had very little at times. I've been known by a lot of people and I've been forgotten by a lot of people. I'm a very important person or nobody even knows I'm alive. Paul says, I've learned to be content with that. My friend, before the part of I can do all things comes, the first thing that happens is the reference and the learning that we can be content. So I would ask you today, if you looked at your wants and your needs and you figured out what is it that allows my soul and my mind and my being, how am I contented with the presence of Jesus and the power of Jesus alone? I got to tell you, folks, I'm a driven human being. And I have to catch myself in a lot of ways in recognizing that just because things didn't happen or end the way I wanted to doesn't mean they were wrong. As a matter of fact, I have discovered that contentment when things are going wrong is the place in which I'm most teachable. I want to encourage you today, get very, very naked with your emotions. Go ahead and strip down. I mean, just let it all hang out in your emotions. Nobody's looking. And if they are, we're going to arrest them. But beyond all that, here's what I think you ought to do. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, what is truly going to bring me contentment? And can I be content with little or with much? Can I be contented with being popular or not being known? Am I contented with who God has crafted and created me to be? And if you are, my friend, then you should have every reason to be content. Now, watch this. This is a big deal. Before I get to the I can do all things through Him, we have to be contented. It is in our contented state with Jesus and Jesus alone that we know we can do all things. Why? Because we already are containing a contented spirit with all that Christ has already done for you. He is enough, my friend. And so today, take that little test and discover, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being very contented and 1 being, oh my stars, I am a total loser. Somewhere between all that, we ought to be able to grow closer to the 10. And I promise you, if you're thinking, but I wanted more, we have to ask ourselves, what have you done for that? And what if God doesn't want more for you? So find contentment, my friend, and let the Lord do what only He can do. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you at Sugar Hill Church for our live services. And if you get a minute and you can jump over to my blog, I'd love for you to join me in conversation at achuckallen.com. Bye now.